that are documented in the April report of the GAO, including disbanding of the Office of Civilian Radioactive Waste Management that had managed the program. Like others, we have questioned the legal and administrative authority of the Department of Energy to disband this office. As you know, the Department of Energy requested no appropriations for the waste program for fiscal year 2011 or 2012, except for support for the Blue Ribbon Commission on America's Nuclear Future. Yet when the Nuclear Energy Institute and the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners suggested that the Secretary of Energy suspend fee payments by utilities to the Nuclear Waste Fund in 2009, that was denied with an unconvincing pronouncement that all fees are essential. NARUC and the NEI have appealed that decision to the Federal Court of Appeals, which is pending. We can only speculate how much time and money it will take the U.S. to be ready to accept spent nuclear fuel for disposal if it is other than Yucca Mountain, but it's likely to be decades. It seems essential, then, that we seek out and develop one or more central interim storage facilities to take used fuel from the 9 sites where reactors are currently shut down and the property cannot be decommissioned and returned to other productive uses because the waste remains, such as the former Big Rock nuclear power plant in Michigan. Regardless of what storage, transportation, or disposal solutions the Blue Ribbon Commission may recommend, they will need certain and reliable financing support. Concerning the financial impacts of the terminating of Yucca Mountain, a more predictable funding mechanism